Boy, have I been staying in a lot of hotels recently. Most of those hotels have been a part of a chain, and each chain seems to position itself very carefully and uses design to create the right image. From the budget colour scheme of Premier Inns to the modern luxury of the W hotels, they consider everything to ensure it communicates the right image, to portray the right brand identity. I was staying in one hotel recently where the artwork on the room's wall caught my eye. It wasn't anything that special, but it did get me thinking. How many discussions and committee meetings had gone into its selection? How many different options did the interior designer present before getting sign-off? The sad thing is, I only noticed the art because I bumped into it and thought I'd broken it. At no stage had I said to myself, "Damn, that's a nice piece of art." It was, well, invisible to me. Some would argue that the art, alongside furnishing and fabrics, form a subconscious impression, and they would, of course, be right. But I can't help wondering if as much discussion had gone into other aspects of the room. What if the committee had spent more time considering the user experience instead of their brand identity? Perhaps it would have gone a long way to leaving me with an even better impression. For example, what if they'd considered how people use their phones today? Most customers surely use their phone to help them wake up in the morning, and that means that they'll want the mobile phone beside their bed. Unfortunately, the committee hadn't considered that you will need a power outlet by your bed to charge your mobile phone. Or perhaps they had and just concluded that it would be better to charge the phone from the other side of the room. After all, it would force me to get out of bed and turn it off. I stayed in another hotel a few days earlier that had USB sockets next to the bed. Now, I couldn't tell you what art they had on their wall, but I can certainly tell you which of the two hotels I'd prefer to stay in again. My point here is a simple one. Whether designing a hotel or a website, we need to start with the functionality. Sure, aesthetics and brand are important, but only once you have the functional in place. It is the functional that shapes our perception of a brand. Aesthetics can add something, but you can't have effective aesthetics without solid functionality underpinning it. When assessing a design, especially as a non-designer, consider the functionality before the aesthetics. Keep asking yourself whether this meets the user's needs. Of course, to do that, you need a firm grasp of what those needs are. You do know that, don't you?